from KQED.
I have really bad asthma, like severe asthma. So when I moved to California, I feel like I became this human air monitor.
I have like minor asthma. And for me, it's actually on the exhale, like when the air is coming out, it feels like weak.
Ted Goldberg does a lot of reporting on oil refineries in the Bay Area, and a big flare that happened last year in the small city of Benicia caught his attention.
There were about more than a dozen people who went to the hospital on May 5th, 2017.
What were they going to the hospital for?
Breathing issues.
It's one of the reasons the Benicia City Council tonight is considering a new ordinance to get the big refinery in its town to do more air monitoring. I'm Erica Aguilar. Welcome to the Bay.
The gasoline industry is still a major part of our region, and maybe in San Francisco you don't see it, but when you drive around most of the Bay Area in some of these other refinery towns, like Richmond, like Martinez, like Benicia, this is a part of people's lives, and when there's an accident, it really affects them.
Flaring at the Valero refinery in Benicia is sending plumes of thick black smoke and toxins into the air.
On May 5th, 2017, in the morning, the power went out at the refinery.
Valero says a power outage at 6:40 triggered flaring to burn off potentially explosive particles.
And that led to a huge flaring operation.
My name is Jenny O'Cone. I'm a resident here of Benicia, and I had dropped my son off at school, then drove past the refinery and saw the black smoke that was coming out of it.
Huge plumes of black smoke went into the air. It was a major problem that prompted evacuations in the industrial park area right next to the refinery. And then in a number of residential areas, they told people to shelter in place.
First got the alert, texting on my phone, saying that my son's school was sheltering in place, but there was no other additional information. And for me, that was very concerning, not to be able to know what was going into our air and how that would affect us.
They were struggling that day to A, find out what happened, and B, make sure that their residents were safe. In fact, the mayor says, I still haven't gotten a full report from Valero about what happened 13 months ago.
So when a flare happens, you know, people see this flame coming out, and I'm sure it looks very scary. What is significant about a flare? What does it mean? Like, what kind of warning is it for us?
Well, most of the time when you see a flare at a Bay Area refinery, there's a malfunction in the refinery, something goes down, they have to relieve pressure. They sent gases through their flaring system. So you might see flames and smoke, and they happen for a variety of reasons. A device didn't work, a worker made a mistake. Many of those issues are not major.
Mm-hmm.
What happened that day was the power went out in the entire facility.
Mm.
That had never happened in decades at this refinery.
Wow.
And so when it flared, it didn't just come out with a small flame and some smoke. This was a huge plume of smoke that came out.
Wow.
And this was a major emergency. And this meant that the city had to activate their emergency services. And this is a city of 28,000 people.
I'm Nikki Davis. My voice isn't quite right because I was finally diagnosed with a chemical burn in my throat. And I know that many people came up with health problems.
We later found out through a public records request during that actual day on May 5th, 2017, and in the weeks later, more than 80,000 pounds of sulfur dioxide were released into the air, which is a huge amount. In fact, that term huge is a word that was used by an air quality expert that we interviewed.
How did Benicia city leaders respond after they saw that flare during this May 5th incident?
Mayor Elizabeth Patterson floated the idea, and this eventually made it to the city council, of instituting an industrial safety ordinance. That's a boring term.
Yeah.
For refinery oversight.
By adopting the Benicia Industrial Safety Ordinance, we will require that we get the reports and that they're available online.
They have rules in Contra Costa County under an Industrial Safety Ordinance, also referred to as an ISO. They require the refineries in certain instances to provide information to the county. Solano County, where Benicia is located, where the Valero refinery is, has not had those rules.
And right now, the only way we know about getting reports is either you let me know that reports have been put up on the website, or somebody else.
Recently, in the last year or so, the state of California has instituted similar rules.
While the state requires Valero to file reports, and they do so, we don't get those reports.
Okay. So it sounds like Contra Costa County has just a lot more experience with a lot of these refineries and incidents like this and developed a protocol for themselves. And now it looks like Benicia is trying to follow in their footsteps.
Exactly.
A seat at the table, a right to know, and certainly better air monitoring.
One of the specific differences between Benicia's proposal and what Contra Costa County has now is the air monitors.
Mm.
Right now, there are no air monitors in the city of Benicia.
Well, that surprises me and also concerns me.
It surprised me also. So here's what we know right now. I just spoke to the Bay Area Quality Management District spokesman about this very issue.
Okay.
And he told me that the air district relies on air monitors in cities near Benicia, not in Benicia. So say, for instance, the air district wants to see what's the air quality in Benicia. They'll check Vallejo, which is not right next to Benicia, but it's in the air district's mind, it's close enough. The air district recently put in place new rules that require there to be air monitors along the fence line of a refinery.
Okay.
Last week, the air district approved the plan that Valero had submitted to them that would create air monitors on the fence line.
Okay.
Mayor Patterson says that's great, but what we also want are air monitors in the community.
Schools and hills and the industrial park where workers are.
Elizabeth Patterson wants more than just one in the community, and she wants Valero to pay for them all.
Do you think that they're going to get that?
You know, I really don't know. I think tonight's meeting is going to be central to that.
So what does Valero say? I mean, do they want to pay? I mean, do they say, yeah, we'll go ahead and pay for this and the air monitors on the fencing?
When Mayor Patterson floated this idea originally, Valero said, no, we're not interested in it. And they said, there are already state regulations. This is duplicative. There's no need for something like this. So I think their argument is, yeah, we agree with you. We should find out what's going on if there's a refinery accident. We should do inspections and audits and investigations. That's what the state requires. There's no need for something extra. It's just costly.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
After the May 5th flare in Benicia last year, Valero sued PG&E for $75 million, blaming them for the emissions released because of the power outage. The Benicia City Council would still need to go through the process of writing the ordinance if it decides tonight that it wants more control over air monitoring and information the next time a flare incident happens. I'm Erica Aguilar. You've been listening to The Bay. My favorite disaster movie when I was a kid was Twister, but I learned this past weekend that the scientists who help Hollywood make these movies don't really care that the science isn't 100%.
We're not trying to be the accuracy police.
Well, guess where I learned that? From Queued Up. It's KQED's weekly podcast that features the best stories from your favorite public radio station. You can find Queued Up wherever you subscribe to shows like this one.